falling apart as it is. We don't need little Deshaun's help. This used to be my desk.
I'm sorry about that, but, well, you know, my daughter's been doing that since she was four. You know, taking stuff apart, putting it back together all strange, turn on the light switch, toilet flushes. I just don't know what to do with her.
Well, she's not a bad child, you know. It's just that she's a bit of a tomboy.
Well, I know. It's just that ever since her mother passed away, she doesn't get much female influence. You know, the only time she even sees a grown woman is when she's in your class. You know, she talks about you all the time.
No, I don't.
And, you know, I really respect the way that you're putting all that extra time in with her, too. You know, a lot of teachers wouldn't do that.
Well, I'm far more than just a teacher. And these children are not just students to me. They are little points of light. Of course, some are dimmer than others. But I would do anything for them. Absolutely anything.
Well, Miss Gilbert Wayne, I think we know each other pretty well.
Well, you've been in here 27 times.
I'm in a bind. I need your help.
Well, don't edit yourself. I'd do anything.
Oh, great. You see, I have a job interview in Washington, D.C. this weekend, and it's a big opportunity for us, and I don't have any place for Deshaun to stay.
Well, Mr. Curtis.
Call me Otis.
Otis Curtis. have you no close relatives in Hellmantown?
No, we move around too much.
Friends, church members, neighbors.
I wouldn't mind staying with you.
In that sweat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You're such a good person.
International.
I just love Amnesty's products.
What?
Well, they make that lemon carpet cleaner my mama uses.
That's Amway, Gina.
Oh, Amnesty, Amway.
How goes with my little black pantherus?
Oh, baby. These are the most apathetic people in the whole world. I've been here for 3 hours. I got 3 signatures, including yours and mine.
Oh, well, you can scratch my name off.
Ron, this is a very important cause.
Well, I don't mean any offense, baby, but so what? You gotta give the people what they want.
Garvey!
All these people want to do is tune out and forget the world's problems.
Yeah, it's called having fun.
Okay, Ron, how about we have a rump shaker contest?
Now, that's a good idea, because they love shaking.
You know, that could work. And we can have it at the club.
I am joking.
I'm not.
That's disgusting, my little piggy. Plus, it'll never work.
Oh, really? Say, brothers and sisters, the place where the blues will be played is proud to announce its first annual Amnesty International Rump Shaker Marathon. Now, it's going to be $20 a couple, and there'll be a $1,000 cash prize. Soon. Trust me, baby. I'll find a corporate sponsor.
$500. I could buy all my books for next semester.
Yeah, and pencils, too.
Get a life. So I'm here for the dance contest and a new leather suit.
You have to have a partner, Trow.
Gina?
Gina what?
Oh, you want me to go with you, my little freshman? Let me think about it.
No. Little boy, please. I need a man.
Fine. Go with your big clown feet, Bozette. Now, Charmaine, I know you love money more than you hate me.
You're right. Sign us up as the winning couple.
All right.
Now, what's up with that Kool-Aid smile?
Well, I mean, what makes you two think you're going to win? I mean, if anybody's going to win, it's going to be me and Lena. After all, she ran track and I play ball.
So?
Well, so, naturally, we tend to excel at all things physical.
Quad boy, I can think of one thing physical you two definitely ain't excelling at.
Yeah, but see, brother, I'm a Christian. Now, what's your excuse?
Deshaun, use your little fork. The one on your left. Get those elbows off the table, please. Thank you. That's your salad fork there, honey.
Why? This bean one picks up my salad better. And besides, I can stick a whole hunk of lettuce on it.
You're not supposed to be sticking a whole hunk of anything on your fork. You're supposed to take little bitty bites, like this.
You look like a rabbit.
Baby, that was a great dinner, but I'm late. I gotta go give Ron his weekly basketball lesson.
You playing ball?
Yep.
Can I come?
Now, we're gonna do girls' things around the house.
Yeah, it'll be fun, Deshaun. You and Whitley can make finger sandwiches or something like that.
But, Deshaun, we can have a girls' talk. Your daddy told me that you haven't discussed the birds and the bees yet. We can talk about that if you like.
All right. What you wanna know?
I thought you was gonna ask me questions.
Girl, I'm in the sixth grade. That's fourth grade stuff.
So, let's move on to the social graces. As a young child, I was fortunate enough to attend the Little Missy Charm School in Richmond, Virginia. The first lesson of the day was always to curtsy.
What I need to learn that for?
The curtsy is a polite way of showing respect. You never know when you're gonna see some royalty.
Well, I tell you what, next time Princess Di comes to the Wayland Street Projects, I give you a call.
And where are you going?
To the court to wash some hoops.
You better watch that attitude, Missy. Now, I got your daddy's phone number, and I will use it. You'll get the worst tongue lashing of your life.
Go ahead. Ain't nobody stopping you.
Otis Curtis.
Miss, I need a man. Now, ain't he a freshman? Well, I was talking to myself. I said, Miss Gina.
Huh?
I said, now, you need a man to keep up with you. And so there it is.
Couldn't find any upperclassmen who wanted to go, huh?
Girl couldn't even give it away.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to the first annual Amnesty International Dance Marathon. Okay, dig it. Listen, I don't want to bring everybody down, get too heavy, okay? But as far as human rights go, the state of the world couldn't be worse. Fascism, degradation, torture, mutilation.
And a $1,000 cash prize.
Okay, for every hour you dance, you get a 5-minute break. If you stop dancing, you're out of there. Lights out, buddy. Okay, it's over. Okay? The last couple left standing is the winner.
All right, couples. Get on your marks. Get set. Groove.
Baby, this is an incredible thing you're doing. You know that. Donating all this money to Amnesty.
Oh, what money?
Well, the proceeds from the contest.
Oh, no. You get your 25%.
Excuse me. 25%?
Yes, and that's my final offer.
Ron, do you know what you are?
I am a capitalist. Now, if you want, we can call the whole thing off. But 25% of nothing is a lot less than 25% of something. All right, 30%.
35, Ron. I mean it.
Oh, come on, Freddie. What are you doing?
You know, as my friend Snagglepuss would say, heaven's some Megatroid. I get to dance in the arms of a junior even.
Come on, Snagglepuss.
Look, Lena, that's all right for a Be More girl, but I'm from NYC and we do a little something like this.
Lena, we need to conserve our energies. Come on.
Todd already flashed Jordan. Man, you ain't even all that.
What? Well, Lena, that move you was doing, you wasn't putting enough energy into it. I think it was something like this.
Anything to you.
You two stop dancing. Out!
Thank the Lord.
All right. Make way for the new DJ, Grandmaster Gaines. And I got Chili on the mic.
Now, we had a very pleasant afternoon, and we're going to have a very pleasant evening. Can you get the pigs in the blanket out of the oven for me? See, girls' day can be fun.
I used to cook with my mama. She was pretty, like you.
Well, you're a pretty little thing yourself.
especially in that new dress.
No, I'm not. Besides, look at me. I look stupid.
You do not. You look like a genteel young lady. A genteel young lady who's very grateful to her teacher for dropping $48 at the Ribbons and Bows shop. Now, let's go out there and have a good time.
I want to see your ability. Can you build it?
Presenting Deshaun Curtis. Time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look at those shoes. Deshaun, you look beautiful. Are you comfortable?
Do I look comfortable?
Deshaun, I'd like for you to meet Kimberly Reese and Spencer Boyer. They're medical students.
Hello, sir. Ma'am.
Oh, you don't have to call me ma'am. It makes me feel so old.
But you are old.
Let's just dig in, everyone. I'll get the pigs in the
place. Miss Gilroy Wayne, I think some classical music will go great with this lovely dinner.
Oh, what a wonderful suggestion.
Call right now. Only a limited quantity left of these 15 cubic zirconian unicorn
roaches. That was weird because I turned that on.
Inspired by the mystical animal of yours. Look at the glitter. Look at the shine. I absolutely guarantee no one.
Okay, I know what's going on here, you little prankster. So how do I turn everything off? By ringing the doorbell?
Pick up the phone.
Actually, yeah.
Right now, they're going to be stupid-ass credit cards, checks.
The next thing I want to hear is an apology.
I'm sorry.
Well, you should be.
Oh, calm down, Whitley. I mean, you gotta admit it was funny. I'll go get us drinks.
Now, wait a minute. How did you do all this?
Not how. Why?
Hey! The blender! Attack me, you're a mess!
Kimberly, I'll clean you up. You stay there, you little MacGyver. And say your prayers.
Oh, you know, Deshaun, that's some mighty complicated electrical tinkering and tankering.
I've seen my dad do stuff like that before. It's easy.
And you can fix all of this, right?
Take me 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Get out of here.
You get the lower body, I'll get her upper body.
Whitley, she's just a little girl, man.
Evil little girl.
Ladies, this is not the way you deal with a child like this.
You're right. There's a bush out front.
I'll get a switch and whip her butt.
Whitley! Why don't you just go down to Barney's and get us some ice cream? When you come back, everything will be fine. We'll fix it, baby.
I could use some fresh air.
I don't like Barney's ice cream.
Isn't that a coincidence? I wasn't gonna get you any.
Okay, that's right. Try this one. Man, you know this girl is 4 for 4. I can't believe it.
What's going on?
Whitley, Deshaun is amazing. She's doing problems I give my calculus students. I wonder if she's bored in this remedial class. She needs to be in a gifted class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that problem's not that difficult, Twine. All you have to do is multiply the... What's that little number in the corner called? Next to the big number.
It's an exponent, Miss Gilbert Wayne. Mm-hmm. And if you need a tutor, I'm available. It'll be about $5 an hour.
Hour. Get a 5-minute break. 5 minutes.
Ron, man, I'm broke. All I have is a dollar. I'm thirsty. Hook me up. Come on, man, please.
Well, normally I wouldn't do this, but what the heck?
Thanks, man.
Hey, a dollar only gets you a sip, man.
Wait, I have a 5, man.
Oh, in that case, you have the whole can.
Ron!
Hey! What you doing with that money there, man?
Well, you asked for it. No one...
Oh, no, you've been dancing too long. These drinks are donated.
Donated? I pay $8.50 for this shot glass.
Ron, what is going on here?
I mean, simple supply and demand, baby. They have a need.
And you have the greed.
Hey. If it wasn't for my so-called greed, you and your little cars would be nowhere. Now, look, what's wrong with healing the world and making a little cash money on the side?
Why am I with him?
Looks like you're running out of gas, homie.
You don't want to sucker down them sodas. So why don't you put them cans in the bags under Lena's eyes?
3 couples left, dancing for justice. 2 couples left, dancing for justice.
Dorian, I feel like I'm about to fall out.
Lena, come on. Lena, push. Push, baby, push.
Wait a minute. I'm not pregnant. I'm just sleepy, all right?
Lena, listen to me. We're in it to win it. Wake up!
Charmaine, what's your problem?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Charmaine, did I ever tell you my favorite Bible story? It's Noah and the Ark. Did you know that? No, wait, wait. It rained for 40 days and for 40 nights. Water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Oh, but Charmaine, you drank yours already, didn't you?
Come on, Charmaine, hold on.
Again, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Think about your books. Do it, Charmaine.
Charmaine, think of Niagara Falls.
I gotta go.
Say a few words. It's getting late.
Thank you, Freddie. I'd like to say that, one, this is not just about me and Lena winning this $1,000 cash prize. Two, this is not about us getting our picture put in the school paper. You see, this is about me beating Terrell, who doesn't know when to shut up. Now, I just got one thing to say. I'm up here, and you're down there. How you like me now?
Is that what this is about to you?
What?
Slamming your little friend? Some little pocket money for your club $1,000 prize?
Yeah.
Fred, this is just a contest.
Yeah, baby, and 35% of the profits. Now, let me clue you into a little reality.
No, Ron, let me clue you into a little reality, okay? There is a brother by the name of Geronimo Pratt.
Oh, no.
He's been in prison for 20 years for a crime that a lot of people don't think he committed. But he can't go up for an appeal because he was once a Black Panther.
Well, and I feel sorry for the brother.
You can't just feel sorry for the brother. This is a world where students get burned to death for participating in demonstrations. This is why I had this marathon in the first place. You know, if we're not careful, we could end up in some jail cell just because we expressed the wrong opinion. But you don't have to worry, Ron, because you don't have an opinion. You don't care about anything.
Freddie, I want to give my check to Amnesty. I think they need it more than I do.
Oh, Dorian. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that someone was listening to me.
Good luck.
And Freddie, listen. I hear you. I'm just a little short on this We Are the World tip, you know? But excuse me for trying to get my act together. I'm trying to show you I care in my own little sort of way.
How, Ron? By selling donated drinks at $5 a pop?
Oh, okay. I was wrong. I'm sorry. But you can have that money, okay?
I don't want the money. It's not about money.
Well, come on, Freddie. I'm not like you. I don't sit there and cry every time I read a newspaper. But I care about things, and I care about you.
More than this 45% that you're going to give up?
No, 45. We said 35%.
How much?
What you said.
Well, it's a start.
Still love me?
Yes.
Ooh, baby.
Lena.
Yeah. Lena. Oh, yeah, what we did? Did we win?
Yeah, we won. Yeah. Listen, Lena.
Yeah.
I gave all of our money to Amnesty.
Oh. Okay?
You did what?
Lena, go back to sleep. Lena, go back to sleep.
Put me down.
Should be here any moment, if we're lucky. There's a little something for you. I don't use that scent anymore.
Thank you.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, baby.
Mr. Curtis.
How y'all doing?
Hey, good.
Now, did you behave yourself?
Uh-huh.
Somebody lying.
Go on in, man. How'd your interview go?
It went great. Went great. Got my fingers crossed.
All right.
We're going to have another meeting about Deshaun.
Oh, Deshaun, can't you act right in people's house?
Oh, this isn't a bad meeting, Otis.
No, Mr. Curtis, last night Deshaun was working on college-level math problems. What you have is a very gifted child.
See, I always knew she was smart. Just that we move around so much, she's never in one school long enough to get adjusted. Now, you try telling the principal that your daughter's a genius when she's getting D's. Just everybody thought that she was a troublemaker.
I can understand that.
Well, I don't know how to thank you.
Take your child home. I'm going to see you bright and early on Monday, Deshaun.
Let me get that
done. It was quite an eventful, adventurous weekend.
Bye, Mr. Roy.
Bye, Deshaun.
Miss Gilbert Wayne?
Yes.